Too many men forsake their dreams because they aren't willing to risk, or fear they aren't up for the challenge, or are never told that those desires deep in their heart are good. But the soul of a man isn't made for controlling things. He's made for adventure. Something in us remembers, however faintly, that when God set man on the earth, he gave us an incredible mission, a charter to explore, to build, to conquer, and to care for all creation. This show is about that ancient song that wells up within each man when he ventures into the unknown. It sings out like a clarion call to the wild places of the earth. This is the anthem of the adventurer.
Welcome to the fourth episode of the Anthem of the Adventurer podcast, the show for men who are looking to answer the call to the wild places in their lives. I'm your host, Dan Zahner. If you're anything like me, you've got obligations all over the place, from your family to the mortgage and other bills to pay, and sometimes you feel like, especially those financial obligations, can keep you from living a life full of adventure. Today we're going to talk about how with some discipline, creativity, and going against social norms, it could lead to a life of adventure through financial freedom. Today we're going to talk with Brad Barrett of the ChooseFI podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me on the show. I'm really excited. I'm Brad Barrett. I am the co-host of the ChooseFI podcast. So I guess that's how I'm most well-known these days. ChooseFI. So FI is financial independence. And we basically kind of talk about financial independence, which can be fairly dry. It can be like a dry topic of just numbers, right? But we look at it as this life optimization strategy where we can reclaim the power in our lives and focus on what really matters, right? Like focus on happiness, focus on our health, our well-being, our community, our relationships. And, you know, really that happiness, especially for me with my family, I have a wife and two young daughters. I have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old. And for us, adventure, right? That's what we're here to talk about. We live day by day adventure, because what's neat is I was able to leave the corporate world 3 years ago now. So I was a CPA kind of in my former life. And I left my job when I was 35 years old. And
awesome.
It was, it's amazing, man. I mean, it's still hard to believe, honestly, to say that out loud. But, it was one of those things where it was like, 14 years of diligent savings, not deprivation, not a horrible life, a wonderful, abundant, upper middle class life, but yet with intentionality, right? Like that is the key. And that enabled us to save enough money to get to the point where we were pretty close to financial independence as it was. And then I had these kind of side businesses. So that predated ChooseFI, but I actually help people. Have you ever heard of travel hacking?
Oh, yeah. Or,
yeah. So it's basically, I don't love that term, travel hacking. It has
There's
some negative
connotations. Those terms that just kind of stick, like side hustle and travel hacking, that like really aren't great terms, but we all kind of know what they are.
Yeah. And that's why I led with that. I don't love the term, but it's basically, I call it maximizing travel rewards. So we all know you have credit cards. As long as you're smart and financially responsible with them and pay them off on time and in full every single month.
And don't spend any more than you mean to.
and yes. That's funny. That's actually, I think you've heard me on other podcasts.
I have. And speaking from my own experience, that's why we don't do travel hacking anymore in our family. Cause I was not as disciplined with the controlling the spending part, even though we were paying it off every month.
No, and that can certainly happen. And thank you for filling that in, because that certainly is the third leg of the stool there. And for us, we use our credit cards for everything. And there's this whole world of these massive sign-up bonuses out there. So like we talk about adventure, right? Like it's amazing. My family, we took a free trip to Disney World. I think it cost free, quote unquote. It cost us like $100. For a family trip to Disney World, that would have cost like $4,000 plus, we went to visit family in the San Francisco Bay Area for a 10-night trip, the four of us. And it was, I think that cost like, it was something insane, like $44 and change.
Whoa.
I kid you not. 10 nights in hotel and 4 round trip flights across country. And it's like, holy cow, this is for real, you know? And yeah, we'll talk about this later, certainly in the podcast, but you know, adventure and where travel and travel rewards is taking us is we're doing a 24 night trip to Europe this summer. And then,
awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, man. It's really, really amazing. So that should be fun. That'll just be a cool, cool time.
Very cool. Well, thanks for sharing that with us. I think that's one of the things I really like about your podcast and your work is that it's all about, you know, controlling your money and letting it serve you and your ultimate goals instead of the other way around and being really flexible within that.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right. And it's flexibility is crucial there, right? Like I'm not one of these kind of dictate from on high doctrinaire type people that, oh, you have to do X, Y, and Z with your money. You can't buy fancy cars or you can't do anything. You can do those things, but you need to make choices, right? Like that's my argument is like, there has to be some intentionality behind it. And what do you want out of life? Do you want to work until you're 65 and really have nothing to show for it other than, you know, a week's vacation every year or 2 weeks vacation if you're lucky and, you know, some fancy cars along the way? Like if that is, then do it. You know, I don't mean to sound negative about that. If that's your life's goal, then go for it, man. Like that's awesome. For me, my life's goal was taking back decades of my life from that 9 to 5 that I didn't really love all that much. You know, I wasn't serving the world. I wasn't spending time with my family. I wasn't in good shape. Like since, and when we talked about this offline, like since I have left my job, like I'm in the best shape of my life. I go to CrossFit a couple times a week. I just picked up. It's amazing. It's like, and it, you know, that is not something that ever would have crossed my path, but it was like, okay, this is a challenge, right? Like, I was, I was always a pretty good athlete. I was a pretty high level soccer player and, but nothing great, but you know, I got out of shape like most kind of suburban dads do.
Get the dad bod.
Yeah. I was definitely rocking the dad bod. I looked at some pictures recently. I'm like, holy cow, was I really rocking that?
It's pretty amazing that challenge. Once you take that ownership of your health, I mean, you can make some pretty radical changes with, you know, without a whole lot of sacrifice, right?
Yeah. And I think that is a real key. It's like building it into your life. So it's not a sacrifice. Like now it's like every night before, like while we're watching TV up with the family and, you know, we probably watch 30 minutes. We watch actually Survivor. You talk about adventure. Like it's so funny. Like, and I am
on season like 50 now.
Yeah, pretty much. I think they're up to 36 or something crazy like that. We've watched like 31 seasons, my family, the four of us, and we're just rocking through them. But you know why I bring it up is like I sit there and instead of sitting on the couch, I'm down stretching and doing flexibility and mobility, and I have got my lacrosse ball and my rollers, and I'm, you know, I'm doing stuff to make myself better. And like yesterday my daughter came to me and she's like, Daddy, I see you every night doing this. Like I had a hard time with my flexibility at my recent like test in fourth grade. And she was like kind of embarrassed about it. And she asked me to help her. I'm like, how cool is that? You know,
that's just awesome.
Right? Like this neat little thing that like, so now every night we're going to work on that. And you know, now that's part of her life. And like my meditation practice that like, again, like what the heck meditation? If you talked to me 5 years ago, I'd have been like, what on earth is this? Right. But now, you know, you listen to Tim Ferriss podcasts and listen to all these people. And it's like, okay, this is what a lot of like high performing people are doing.
And it's easy to incorporate, especially with your kids. You've got, I love the Calm Sleep Stories on the Calm app. My son and daughter will listen to one of those every night together as we fall asleep. It's awesome.
That is really cool. Yeah. I haven't used that one. We've used Headspace. So,
use Headspace too.
Nice. Yeah, it's great. It's just such a nice little ritual, you know, and it's just, you're building these like these important things into your family's lives. So yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how I wound my way down to that, that little tangent, but
that's okay.
You know, it is amazing. Like how when you reclaim that from your life, when your life looks differently than the norm, you know, you're not that zombie at night that I know I used to be. Like you get home from a long day, it's 8+ hours plus commute. And it's, you know, really you're a shell of who you want to be. And I'm not that anymore. You know, I'm, like I said, I'm just like the person I'm striving to be, the person that I've always wanted to be. And it's a neat position to be in my late 30s. And, you know, to have that opportunity, it was really just because I set off on this path to just be more intentional with my spending.
That's awesome. And I want to ask you a question that we've kind of alluded to along the way over the past few minutes here, but I wanted to make it really explicit for the audience. What does the word adventure mean to you as a man and for your family?
Yeah, that is a great question, Dan. I mean, I think reflexively, I would say like the old societal answer of going on some massive adventure, you know, like climbing Mount Everest or Kilimanjaro or something like that. But it's not that to me anymore. It's really not. It's about living this life of happiness and intentionality and spending time with the people that I love and finding that community, right? Like I think humans are animals that really crave connection and community. And unfortunately in suburbia, so many of us are split off from that. And we are these kind of like islands unto ourselves, right? And it's like, that's not good enough. And I've realized that recently, that like, that connection matters more to me than it ever has in the past. And, you know, I'm fortunate to be in a position both financially and with time to kind of go out of my way to foster connections amongst my friends and try to get people together, try to do fun things, you know, and that could mean then you talk on little mini adventures, right? Like we love hiking. That's my girls and my wife and I, we just love hiking. So now what we do on a Sunday that we would just be kind of lying around doing nothing, we'll just say like, hey, where can we go within a 2-hour drive that we can just make a day trip of? And, you know, maybe we'll go to some like neat little brewery that my wife and I wanted to check out in Virginia, and we'll go on a half a day hike and bring a picnic. And like, that's just a neat little adventure. You know, if you're talking about like a discreet little adventure, right? Like singular discreet, not discreet, the other. But,
discreet as opposed to continuous for us math nerds.
Yes. So, you know, that's just like kind of a fun little thing. And then it can extend all the way up to like massive trips, right? Like, and it doesn't have to be those mind-bending things, but just spending time with family. Like, again, you know, it's that connection. And like this summer, we're actually going on a trip and we're taking my girls to Europe for the first time. And like, this cool. Man, we're so excited. It's like a 24 night trip to Europe.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean, it still boggles my mind that that's even possible. Like, just to get myself out of the paradigm of like 9 to 5 and realize like, okay, we can do this kind of stuff now.
Yeah.
And you know, it's a mix of everything. It's a mix of what I've been involved in, right? It's a mix of FI, you know, having the time, having the resources, and also travel rewards, like we talked about. Like, we're actually flying there for free. We're using points and Airbnb for most of the nights. So it's going to cost us very, very little money in the grand scheme of things. And like, it's this cool adventure to go visit my wife's sister and her family in London. And then a blogging buddy actually of mine, lives up in Edinburgh, Scotland with his family.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there for 5 nights, then travel around Scotland. And it's like, how cool is that? You know, like, and
that's amazing.
I realize, and I do take a step back and realize like how fortunate we are to be able to do that. And it's a really neat position to be in. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's kind of, I guess that would be kind of my longish answer to what is adventure.
That's all right. Yeah. That's great. Just that. Having the intentionality in life and reclaiming the power that we've given away to whoever you work for, right?
Right.
That's awesome.
Yeah, no, you're right. And you know, I hate to kind of pawn things off onto like the elusive they, right? Like we all do that.
Sure.
But it's, you know, it is a lot of that for people, because you don't think about how much control you potentially have. Right. And like, this is a good message for the people listening. It's like, think about like your own agency and your own ability to affect change in your life. Like, I'm the perfect example. Like, there was nothing special about me. Like, I'm just a regular guy from Richmond, Virginia. You know, I was a mid-level manager at best at a company. I am a CPA, I guess, but like, you know, this was not like a fast track to CEO of a Fortune 500 company. Like, you know, and it doesn't have to be, but like what I was able to do was live below my means with intentionality while still living a wonderful life of abundance, you know, no deprivation here. And I was able to transform my entire life and my family's lives. And like, that is a cool message. And also like where I was going with that was I am the least likely entrepreneur. Like I said, like, it's crazy, man. Like there were no entrepreneurial bones in me. Like 4 years ago, I was sitting in an office doing corporate state tax returns. Like, could you imagine anything more horrible than that? Yeah. I mean, seriously, that was my life. And like, and I just took a chance. Like, I think that another part of adventure is realizing there are things out there that you can learn, right? Like putting together, like the author, Scott Adams, he has a term that he calls the talent stack. So it's putting together all these various talents in your life. And you don't have to be world-class at any of them. But when you put them together, you all of a sudden have a pretty significant skill set, which he calls his talent stack. And like what I did was, again, I was sitting there as a CPA, but I wanted to learn about blogging and travel rewards and all these things that, you know, Tim Ferriss talked about in the 4-Hour Work Week. I had a drop shipping site that sold firewood storage racks. I mean, Dan, I kid you not, like I have never lit a fire in my entire life. And like I sold firewood storage racks on the internet. Like
how insane. That's awesome.
Right. And like the business ultimately, you know, it did okay. And then it, you know, it kind of petered out, but that was a learning lesson, right? Mm. I picked up knowledge, and then I did some other things that wound up not working, but I picked up knowledge. And then, you know, I had this opportunity to put together a course to teach people with travel rewards. And I use my CPA hat. I use my travel rewards hat. I used all these failures, quote unquote, from my past and put it together into something successful. And it would not have been successful if that was my first endeavor. I'm entirely convinced of that. So like adventure can mean taking a chance, you know, in this day and age, like can start a website, right, Dan, for $15. You go to GoDaddy and get a domain
last
name.
Week.
Nice. And I mean, how easy was it, right? Like there's nothing
it's
to it.
So it's so easy.
It's a mental hurdle. It's to me, that's all it is a mental hurdle. It's not a monetary hurdle. I can guarantee you that.
You can find the money, or you can learn the skills so that money isn't an issue with whatever you're wanting to do.
Yeah, no, I totally hear you. And that's like, that's a lesson for the people out there is like, just take a chance, learn something, just do something different in your life that is going to lead to some change, right? Like positive, negative, good outcome, bad outcome. You cannot possibly foresee that. But I can guarantee you learning things will never put you in a worse position years from now.
There, right? That's it's a couple of themes that I've heard over and over and over the past couple of months from some really wise folks that I'm blessed to have in my life. A friend of mine, Eric Davis, an author of Navy SEAL, harps on this abundance mindset, right? Of like, you can have a good financial life for your family and pursue your passions. It doesn't have to be an either or. You just have to adopt that mindset of and abundance. And John Eldridge, we talked about a little bit offline. He challenged me to not get so overwhelmed with that huge like end goal and just focus on like, what's that next step? Who are your allies? Focus there. And that's all that really matters. Like just trust that you're going to make it one step at a time.
Yeah, I love that. I absolutely love that. And yeah, that... It's not about that end goal. It's about the process, and it's about taking action, frankly. Like most people, right? Like how many people have a good idea in theory or have good intentions in theory, but don't get up off the couch? And to me, that is something that I challenge my community with every single week. So we have a Facebook group, I think with like 15,000 people in it. And like literally every Friday at 8 a.m. I post, what was the one thing you did this week to make your life healthier, wealthier, et cetera, right? Like it doesn't just have to be money. It's just like, what was that one thing you did to make your life better? And when you start accumulating those things, you're going to have a better life over a 1, 5, 10 year period. I guarantee it, right? You just do one thing a week and that's a heck of a lot better life.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope you're enjoying this week's episode of the Anthem of the Adventurer. Today we're brought to you by the awesome patrons over on Patreon. Patreon is a platform where you can support the show on a monthly basis to help with production costs and also improve the show with higher quality audio, swag for supporters, and much more as we reach our monthly goals. Head on over to patreon.com/anthemoftheadventurer to pledge your support, and thank you for making this happen. Now back to the show.
When you were in that process of transition from the corporate life to where you are now, were those some moments when you became overwhelmed or unfocused? And when you were in those moments, what kind of things did you ask yourself? What did you do?
Yeah, wow. That is a great question.
I borrowed that one from Tim Ferriss.
Nice. I like that, man. No, that's a great one. Wow, that's a deep question. Unfocused, I don't think unfocused, but scared and uncertain, certainly. Mm. That was a very big leap for me back then. So it was a little more than 3 years ago. So about 38 months ago at this point. And I had a very nice, comfortable job and, you know, made a decent salary. Like I said, you know, mid-level manager at a, you know, pretty big company. And my websites at that point were not making nearly as much money as what I was making in my day job. So, but to me, it was the position and the decision. And I think speaks to kind of what you're asking here is like, I had that opportunity to do something that even if I failed, I could always go back to being an accountant, right? Like there are plenty of the CPA jobs, that would be fine. So I knew the downside was capped, but the upside was actually following my passion and making a difference in my life, my family's lives, and people's lives out there that I could help. You know, I had people that I was literally helping save thousands upon thousands of dollars, like in a one-on-one relationship to Disney World or to wherever, right? Like using travel rewards. And like, I was limited by my time. So I was in this 9-to-5 plus commute and all that stuff. And you know how it is. And like, I could not give more to that business. I just couldn't. So I reached that inflection point. I think that is the lesson that, you know, I would hope like people could potentially take away from me. It's like you get to that inflection point where you know the right decision, but it doesn't mean it's easy, right? Yeah. Like that was not an easy decision to leave. But in my heart of hearts, I knew it was the right decision because I had maxed out. And I knew that if I took that chance, I knew that if I did not take that chance, I would regret it for the rest of my life. And I mean, that is one of those powerful things when you're living through that and you're like, man, you have to do this. You have to. Like, this is a potentially game-changing thing and you will regret it forever. So to me, that was the inflection point. And yeah, I mean, that did not mean it was easy. You know, those first couple of months when the money was not rolling in and, you know, but it directly led to all the other good things that have happened to me in my life. Like, I then started up a website, Travel Miles 101, where I like help people at scale with the travel reward stuff. And then it led to me being on a podcast. I mean, it's this random circuitous story, but like I was on a popular podcast and my now co-host of Choose FI heard that podcast as a listener and said, oh, wow, this guy Brad is in Richmond, Virginia. He's into travel rewards and into financial independence. I am too. And he reached out to me. You talk about adventure, right? Like wow. He reached out to me as just like some random dude off the street and said, hey, let's go get lunch. And I took that. Like, how cool is that, right? Like,
that's
and
awesome.
I took that lunch. And, you know, we became friends. And then he pitched me on this idea of Choose FI. And now we are like without hyperbole, and it does sound weird for me to say this, but like we're impacting tens of thousands of people, if not more, on a weekly basis. And like,
yeah.
You know, have like 150 local chapters. I kid you not, people like in real life meetups of Choose FI meetups in 150
so cool.
cities all across the world. It's crazy. I'm like, that would not have happened if I didn't take that chance.
I actually recently reconnected with a high school friend of mine through your Facebook page.
You're kidding me.
Yeah. Like I was, my friend Vincent Puglisi pointed me to your page and I saw a post on there and saw my friend Alan Mueller. I'm like, holy cow, I haven't seen you since high school. And we started talking about like the journey that we've been on since we graduated, you know, umpteen years ago. And it's so cool to see that, like, we, you know, though we've taken different routes, but we've kind of become these like-minded guys who found each other again. It's really cool.
Wow. That is amazing. And it's funny that Alan is one of the most active members of our Facebook group.
Yeah, and he's really killing it in there.
Yeah, he's the man. He's hilarious. And we actually had a voicemail from him that we played on our podcast in the last couple of weeks. So,
oh, no
yeah,
kidding. I'm going to have to re-listen to that. I haven't quite caught up to your couple of recent episodes, unfortunately. But
nice. Hey, no, it'll be a cool surprise when you hear it, then. Or pseudo-surprise at this point.
Yeah, awesome. Man, it's just so cool. Like, I really love your message and what you're working on, and just how, you know, you're celebrating your family along with it every day. What would you say to those who maybe like me are actually really liking the day job, the 9-to-5, and are having an impact in that, but still want to, you know, pursue the FI dream? And do the side hustle thing as a way to just kind of diversify our portfolio, you know?
Yeah, no, I do know. And I think that is a great point and a crucial distinction between like most people in my like FIRE world. So the acronym is FIRE. So it's financial independence, retire early. Mm-hmm. Now, if you notice, like I have not mentioned that one time up until now.
Yeah.
We don't focus on retire early because we think that it has negative connotations. It has connotations of, you know, sitting on a beach in Florida with, you know, little umbrella drinks, right? And like, and there's nothing wrong with that. If that's your passion, like nothing wrong with that. But I think that is not the message that we want to get across. And to your point of like, hey, what if I like my job? What if I'm adding value? What if it's adding value to my life? Well, then keep it, man. Like I'm never going to tell you to leave your job. Like my point is about taking control of your life and taking the power back. Okay. Now, I don't mean that in like some weird anarchist way. That's not my point. It's like it's having control over your life. So whereas like most people live paycheck to paycheck, right? To the point where if they lost their job, they're living on the edge. So you have maybe a couple with kids or whatever, and both of them are working. If one of them loses their job, they're probably less than 90 days away from a total catastrophe, like lose the house type catastrophe, right? I don't think that's hyperbole to say. And like, that sadly is many, many millions of people. Now, to me, that sounds like a very stressful existence that I could not imagine. So to me, it's not about, hey, let's retire and do nothing in life. To me, this is a journey along the way, even if you never intend to retire, you intend to work until you're 100. That's great. It's just accruing that little bit of power by having more options, having more flexibility, by having that bank account that, hey, maybe I always dreamed of being in the Peace Corps, right? Like, I don't know. I'm just saying randomly, like, did you know you can go into the Peace Corps as an adult? Like, I didn't realize that until recently, but yeah. Like, if you got to the point where, or, you know, you want to, I don't know, work for Habitat for Humanity and build houses, right? Like, but it doesn't pay anything or whatever. If you have money, if you have that financial independence, you can make decisions from a place of strength.
Yeah.
And I think that's the crucial point is that,
exactly,
right? Like it's that place of strength. So it's not about quitting and, you know, telling everybody, oh, screw you, I'm out of here. Like that's not what we're getting at here at all. It's about finding what you get value from life, where you get joy, where you get, you know, happiness ultimately, and running towards that. It's not about that scarcity mindset. Like it's about the abundance of running towards something, not away from something, in my opinion. Mm.
I love that. And that is another thing that over and over comes up about how people are successful in a lot of different arenas, health, finances, what have you, is having something to run towards instead of away from. I love that.
Yeah. I think just that mental reframe. And I think, honestly, the mental reframe in just about every aspect of life. Like if you, once you've kind of, and I don't mean to make Phi sound like this cult, because it's really not at all. I say it's I was gonna say something weird, like once you've become a part of this community, but that sounds a little
when you've achieved enlightenment. Like,
no crazy cult, nothing weird.
No Kool-Aid in the FI community. Well, at least not
they're definitely
Kool-Aid anyway.
No, so but I mean once you I don't know, get this new outlook on life, like it really does change everything. And like, and I know that that sounds a bit much, but once you've realized that you have control over your life and you do have that agency, that everything can be better, everything can be different. And you don't have to worry about that elusive they that we talked about before. Like, sure, there are always going to be forces that you can't control, but you control what you can and move forward in the best way possible. And I think so many people get caught up in the, oh, poor me. Oh, woe is me. Whoever the president is, you know, whichever side, I don't care. You know, people complain about everything, right? Like, you know, oh, these forces are acting upon me. Like, I don't look at life like that anymore. I look at it as I control my life as best I can. I make the decisions that will make myself, my family, and my life, and my life better, right? Like that to me is just an outlook on life that I know is a winning outlook, right? Like, of course there are ups and downs. There always are.
It's life, right?
But in the long haul, like that to me is something that I can be very content with.
It sounds like you're kind of like I am, and maybe a lot of our listeners are, kind of a student of Stoic philosophy. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. As you were saying that, I had a sense you were going there. Yeah, I mean, I have not, though I am a student of Tim Ferriss, I guess. So maybe by definition. But,
a modern Stoic.
So I have not read Marcus Aurelius or Seneca or anything, but it is on my list, I have to say. But I think the mindset has definitely is something that I've adopted, whether I've actually read the text or not. So, I mean, I think my answer would be yes. But yeah, I mean, I follow those tenets, which is you control what you can control. You don't get too worried about it. You keep things within that circle of your control. And
which
I think
so,
that's
so small, right? It's small, the things that you can control. And those are the things you have to worry about. It's like a list you can count on one hand.
I love that. No, you're absolutely right. And yeah, I mean, to me, like, I always, like, we use this term, I think it's called the aggregation of marginal gains. It sounds like this hoity-toity phrase, but it's basically just getting a little bit better at everything, right? And it's like, you know, just tiny little things. And I know I talked before about the one thing, and this is slightly different. Like, just try, just look at your life and just, like, just look around and, like, hey, what could I improve? You know, what can I get? What tiny 1% better? But when you add dozens of those things, like, you have a dramatically improved life. So,
oh, yeah. And it doesn't even have to be anything profound. It could be stupidly small, right?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I mean, it's totally true. And like down to my wife thinks I'm a crazy person, but like even when driving, right? Like you do like little things like that will lessen the likelihood of an accident over a 50-year period, right? Like I know it sounds silly, but like I almost approach it like a poker player does. Like you can't control each individual hand. But if you play a million hands and you play slightly better and just keep improving and, you know, keep doing things right, you're going to win on average much more than you lose, right? Like that's how I look at life. So it's kind of like Annie Duke, who's a famous poker player, just came out with a book called Thinking in Bets, which actually is very similar. I've heard her on a bunch of podcasts. It's similar to how I go through life thinking anyway. And it really, like I was saying about driving, like even just like being in the correct lane or having to change lanes fewer times. Like I know this sounds like a silly thing, but like that is going to decrease the likelihood of you getting an accident over a 50-year period. And like, it's just these little things that you can improve. So, you know, kind of random tangent, I know, Dan, but
no, it's actually a really good segue to one thing I wanted to ask. I ask all of our guests is what probably seemingly stupidly small sounding thing can we embrace this next week to incorporate adventure into our lives as men?
Wow. This next week, I would challenge everybody out there to learn something new and take action on it. Actually take action and like, and tell you about it, right? Like tweet to you or send you an email or wherever. I don't know if you have a Facebook group or you can certainly tell the audience better than I can, but like do something. That would be my challenge, is actually do something, right? Like how many of us listen? I know I listen to a couple dozen podcasts every week and I have these grand intentions, but how many actions do I actually take? How many actions do you take? How many actions does everybody out there listening take? Okay. Well, do something this week. That's what I would say. And
awesome.
You know, right? Like you do that every single week and you never know where your life's going to be a year or two from now. And I'd love to hear those stories. Like how cool would that be if someone heard this podcast, took action, and then 2 years from now, they were doing something. I don't care what it is, just something cool and told you about it. That would make my day.
That's absolutely what I'm hoping to foster with this podcast. And, I am starting a Facebook group, but it, as of this recording, isn't open yet because we're still kind of working on our initial set of episodes. But once it's ready, it's like you do in your Choose FI community. You're one of my inspirations for doing this, as well as Vincent Buglisi does it in his Freelance to Freedom group. Is every Monday and every Friday, do a post saying, "Hey, what are you going to do this week? Nice. What have you done this week?" And focus around each guest's weekly challenge. And so yours, when this episode goes live in a few weeks, we're going to ask people what skill they're going to learn this week on Monday. And then on Friday it'll be, all right, what'd you learn? What'd you do with it?
Wow, that is so cool. I absolutely love that. And please, I definitely want to be in the Facebook group and see all those messages. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah. It's going to be so cool. I can't wait to see where this goes. I'm so excited. And, I just thank you so much for being a part of it. This is just, it's just so epic, and I love meeting people like you who are living it and are able to translate how to get from here to there, right?
Nice. Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. This was an absolute blast. I had a fun time, so thanks for having me on.
Oh, anytime, and hope to have you back someday as well and meet up with you at one of the Choose FI meetups someday. That'll be so cool.
Nice. Sounds like a plan.
So where can people find out about you? You've got a lot of presence all over the place.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess the easiest place is, since you're listening to this podcast, is just search up Choose FI. So FI for financial independence. And yeah, I would definitely suggest if you like the message, you could start from the newest episode, start from the beginning, wherever you want. But, like I said, just listen and take action. That's my biggest thing. And yeah, if the travel reward stuff sounded interesting to you, we certainly have an episode 9 of the Choose FI podcast, or you could go to travelmiles101.com. And I have a free email course that kind of teaches you how to get started. So yeah, I think those are probably the two best ways.
Fantastic. We'll have a link to all that in the show notes and on the Facebook page for this episode. Thank you once again, Brad, for being here. This has been an absolute blast.
Nice. Thanks again, buddy.
Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Anthem of the Adventurer. Please leave us a review in iTunes. Those are the lifeblood of a new podcast, and we really appreciate those. If you want to continue the conversation around this episode and engage with your fellow adventurers on our weekly challenge, join our group on Facebook. Now go out and live your adventure.